Welcome to this inspiring message from Grace Life Church. We do hope you enjoy it. For more information about us, please see our website www.greaterlife.org.uk.
Good morning again. I think Maisel's touched a little bit about what I'm going to talk about. Talking about the love.
Yes.
And what I really want to talk about is the importance of us as God's people to receive His love and why it really matters that we do. Okay? So, like with everything starts with God, doesn't it?
Yep.
His whole motivation was to bring us back to Him, and His motivation was love. That's what, you know, that's where it starts. Okay? And we all know the favorite scripture, well, the popular scripture of what God says about John 3:16. Can someone say, can you, go on, Maisel. God so loved the world.
Yep, He gave His only Son.
That's it. Yeah, God so loved the world. And He said, for God loved the world in this way. This is the version of God. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life.
Amen.
Okay, and then the rest of it says, but for God did not send His Son in the world that He might condemn the world, but the world might be saved through Him. So, our gospel is good news, isn't it? He loves the world, and that means everyone. And for me, in the past, I've personalized that scripture because we need to bring it down to where it's at. And so, for me, obviously, I've been for a journey with God to really believe this. And so once I could say God so loved me in this way, then it's personal. Because He's a personal God, yeah?
Yep.
So let's personalize it. Just say it with me. God so loved me.
God so loved me.
That's it. All right. And so He loved me, so He sent His Son. All right? So that, because I believe in Him, I will not perish and I have eternal life. Okay? So, and obviously the world means everyone. So there's no exception. God so loved the world. So how we see the world, it really matters. Yeah? See, because the world matters to God, people matter to God. Because He died for all, as the Bible tells us. And the other thing you found with God, God will always go back for the one. Mm-hmm. Because of his love. He always goes back for the one. No one's excluded.
Yeah.
He always goes back for the one. Remember the story of the 100 sheep, one got lost?
Yeah.
And you know, He left the 99 and went back for the one. So never forget that.
Yeah.
You know, that really helps you in your walk with God and how how you see people as well. So everything started with love, and it will finish with love. Yeah, and then we have the in between where we grow in that love, and yeah, so we come to God because of His love, and between coming to God and when we finish our race, we will grow in love for Him and love for people. Okay, that's His intention. That's his heart, and. Because as we all know, 1 Corinthians 13:13, he says, these three things remain. Do you know what they are? Faith, hope, and love. And which one, he says, is the greatest? Yeah. So that's love will remain. Everything else will fade away. This world will go. You know, things will change. Our circumstances will change. But His love will remain. Okay? So, but let's have a look about this love. And God doesn't have love. He is love, as the Bible tells us, yeah? Love is His very nature, yeah? It's His very nature, and because God is love, we cannot stop Him from loving us.
Yeah.
We cannot stop Him because it's His nature to love. There's no other way, you know, about it. And His love is invincible, it's immovable,
yeah.
Unshaken by our own kind of what we think about His love. About ebbs and flows, it's unshakable.
Sure.
So we can rest assured in a God that is, you know, that his nature is love, and all he knows is to love. Yeah? There are things he hates. We know that. He doesn't love. He doesn't, yeah, that he does anything that will thwart his love, anything that will just try and negate his love and pull his, you know, try and what's the word I'm looking for? Try and give a different view of the way he loves. He will hate that. Injustice, you know, selfishness, all this kind of stuff that affects the way we love, that does not represent his love, God doesn't like. Okay?
Yeah?
So that's, you know, that's so what we need to be, when we think about God's love, we need to kind of represent that love correctly. And I'm going to talk about what this love looks like, okay? So, he loves the unlovable, and not because we were unlovable, now we are lovable, aren't we? So, not because of anything we do, or how of the excellence we possess. It's just his nature to love us, and God must always be true to his nature. So that, for me, that's quite comforting.
Yeah.
Because he'll never change.
Of course.
Yeah. So we can rest assured he'll never change. So that's really, for me, that helps a lot. And also, everything he does will flow from his love. That will always be his motivation, whatever he does in us, through us. His motivation will be love. All right, so let's talk about what does that love look like? Well, the love I'm talking about is the Greek word is agape, which is the God kind of love. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And it's the highest form of love. And it's an act of the will. It's unconditional. It's something you choose to do. You know, you can choose to love with this kind of love, okay? And so it's something you choose to do or not do. And it describes the love of God for us, for people, and also the love people have for God. That's the kind of love, because we choose to love him as well.
Amen.
Okay? And this love involves action. You know, he did that for us. He proves his own love for us in that when we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, isn't it? So he,
yeah.
God always, you know, that brings action.
Amen.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So it'd be the same for us. And also, it's supernatural. It's a God kind of love. Mm-hmm. So you've got to connect with God to know that unconditional love.
Amen.
Got to know him. That's how, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's also a gift.
Yeah?
Yeah? And we cannot earn it. Yeah? So that's the kind of love I'm talking about. And in 1 Corinthians 13, we find out a little bit about what this love looks like, the characteristics of that love. I think it's something we all hear at weddings, you know, love is patient, love is kind.
Yeah.
But this was returned to the church, really. This is the God kind of love that is for us, not just when we get married. So... But it's a good place to start, isn't it? If you're going to start your married life and you're going to say love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, is not boastful, is not conceited, does not act improperly, is not selfish, is not provoked, and it does not keep record of wrongs. That's a big one, isn't it? And love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things, okay? And this love never ends.
Never.
Yeah? Never, never, never. So when we're talking about love, this is what we see in our lives, in the lives of people around us who love God. This is the kind of thing that we see in their lives. A lot of that is fruit of the Spirit, actually, isn't it? Like patient, kindness, goodness. So now I'm going to talk why does it matter for us to receive his love? It's like with anything, it can only be good to us if we receive it. It's like having a gift, isn't it? You have a gift, you know something awesome in it, but it just sits there because you don't open it and use it. You know, you don't receive it. If it's in a box, you haven't received it, isn't it? Same with the love of God. We need to receive it. Yeah? We need to receive, and there are many reasons why. Obviously, it's fundamental to our faith. But the important thing about receiving God's love is that then the most natural and necessary response is for us to give love when we receive it. Yeah? So we give love back to Him. You know, we can only love Him because we received His love, so we're able to love Him back. And also to love others. You know, we cannot do it with human love because it's not enough. We know that. We've all kind of like love conditionally, you know. We love people that love us. We hate the people that hate us. That's a human love. But the Bible says love your enemies, isn't it? Love your friends and love your enemies. And because it's talking about a love, because it's a decision to love, the God kind of love. So, and we can love fearlessly as well, because the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. So if your love is based on fear, then it's not the God, it's not that perfect love of God, because there's no fear attached to that love. And also we can love triumphantly, it doesn't matter, we still love anyway, and endlessly, and with the God kind of love. And the true evidence of someone who knows they are loved is that they love well, isn't it? We love well when we know we're loved. Until we know we love, we cannot love very well, you know. And also, you know, when you know you love, you can love yourself as well. And that's also part of something Pastor was talking about last week, about, you know, loving your neighbor like you love yourself. So, but this is good because we need to receive God's love, because then we can love our neighbors. You know, we can love God and we can love our neighbors. And which is, you know, the greatest commandment that God gave us: love God with everything, and love people. Mm-hmm. So, but until we receive the love and accept it as ours, that we can love in that way, then it's very, very hard to love other people the way God wants us to love them. And the other thing why it matters: we can love one another. You know. That's so important to God, because, you know, and the Bible says everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. If you don't love, you're not born of God. You've got to ask yourself, am I really, you know, am I really saved? Am I really? Because one of the thing is, you love God. When you love God, you love people, and you know God. When you know love, you know God. And what I love about God. He never asks us to do something He hasn't done for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you say, it's amazing, isn't it? You know, even like the worship, he says, you know, God, you know, rejoices over us with singing. He's already sung over us. So all we're doing when we worship, and, you know, when a lady kind of gets us to get going with our worship, yeah, it's just like, we just read something back that He's already done to us. So there's every area of our lives, whatever He asks us to do, He's willing, or He's already done it for us. He's already led by example. So, same with love. He's loved us and sent Jesus. So, he always shows the way. I love that about God, you know. He asks us to do something hard because He trusts us to do it, and He's already done it for us. Yeah. So, then He always leads the way in everything He asks us to do. And the other aspect of that, God's very nature is love, and we are being transformed into His image, aren't we, as people of God? Mm-hmm. Yeah? So, when people see us, they see God because they see love. Yeah? And because, as the Bible says, so as He is, so are we in this world. So, that's another reason why we do need to receive the love, because we need to represent Him. And we represent Him by representing love. And the other thing of coming down now to the world that we live in, we do live in a world that's starved of love, or what people think is love, and you know what, you know, it's kind of all a bit thwarted, isn't it? What we think love is, but we do the best we can. You know, we know we should be loving. You know, even if you don't know the Lord, we know we should love our families, we should love our children, we should love people, we should treat, you know, because God has put that in every single person. You know, there's eternity in the heart of every single one of us, because God has called every single one of us. So we are so much like God, even when we don't know Him. Yeah. We know love is important. Yeah. You can ask anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, we don't really understand what love looks like and what it should be like. That there is a love that is unconditional. We don't really know that unless we connect with God. But we know how to love because, you know, God has already given us human love to give us a start really about loving people. But that love is conditional most of the time. You know, we only do nice things to people who's kind to us and that kind of thing. But this is going beyond that. Whatever people do to you, you've got to decide to love them because it's not your love, it's God's love. It's God loving through you with His love. So the world needs to be shown how to love. And God's people can do that because we've received His love, that unconditional, that we can show the world what to do. We can lead our family, our friends, our neighbors. And our town, and at the moment, sustains for us and our nation into the kingdom of God by just loving people, loving the way He loves. And so this is how powerful love can be. But it all depends on us receiving it, knowing we've got it. And we can transform our nation through loving it. I really believe that. I've believed that for a long time. And for me, it's just getting a better understanding now as I walk with God. And Proverbs 19:22 says this, what a person desires is unfailing love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in the Bible. And that's in Proverbs before Jesus came as well. So there you go. So what a person desires is unfailing love. We say love makes the world go round. I would say the love of God makes the world go round. So, right. So, I've given you lots of reasons why we need to receive God's love, isn't it? So, but how do we get there? How do we get there? What can help us get there? There's a few things as Christians we need to know. We need to be comfortable with the fact that we are sons and daughters of the living God. Mm-hmm. Yeah? We have to know we are royalty.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says about us in Christ. He's the King of Kings, so that makes us princes and princesses. Okay? And as such, we are lavishly loved by God. We are precious to Him. We're valuable in His eyes. And we are significant. That's who we are. Okay? That's our identity in Christ. And the other thing we need to know, we have been given this love because God's love has been poured into our hearts by His Spirit. That's what Romans 5:5 tells us, that this hope will not disappoint us because God's love has been poured in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Was given to us. That's why I said before, it's supernatural. Yeah? So, there we go. So, when we come to Christ, He poured His love into our hearts so we can start to walk and love like He does. And so, every single one of us, we can love like God does. And there will always be an outworking of that love. And in our lives, you know, and it's a tangible thing when you love like God. People do notice.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And people do, because you know, it's over and beyond what people can comprehend. And that's the love of God, isn't it? We can't comprehend it. And we just need to trust Him and walk in it. And we don't have to, like what Mezzo said about when we go outreaching, we don't have to, like, work it up or anything. You're just there and be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be.
Yeah.
We need to be human beings before we are human doings.
Yes.
It's so true, you know? And we need just to be. Accept who we are. That's the big one. And what will help us? We need to be transformed by renewing our mind. Because this is where the battle is. You know, this is where the doubt comes. Does He really love you? Does He really love you in that way? You know, but you did this and you did that. Return to sin, that's right. So, but you need to renew your mind, and you do that by knowing what God says about His love. You need the Word of God, the Bible, is where you find out what God says about love, about many things, but love is, you know, he talks a lot about love. Because from Genesis to Revelation, he demonstrates his love throughout the whole book, the whole book. You know, so it's right from the start, you know, right to the end. So he's, the story is always full of love and blessing, isn't it? So it's in there, but we just need to start to think about that, you know. You know, Romans 12, 2 said, you know, do not be conformed to this world, especially with the way the world thinks about love, okay? So love that changes its mind, that's not the kind of God kind of love. So if you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. That's not, you know, so we need to be transformed, you know, by renewing our mind with what God says about us, what God says about love. And so that is, this is where you start to work on it. You've just got to know. And and the other thing we have the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us. So when you read the Word, invite Him. You know, read the Word about love, say, God, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to learn about this? Give me a revelation about God's love. I don't know enough. I'm saying that to God all the time. I don't know enough. Well, I don't, you know, I need to know more. I need you more. So the more I work with God, I think, I need you more. Because you soon realize the possibilities with God is endless. So the more you walk with Him, the more you realize how little you know.
How little.
So just hopefully it's an encouragement to you all. But I think what he wants us to walk the walk, to go on the journey with Him. That's what He's after. You know, heart connected to Him, loving Him, learning how to love Him, you know, through His Word, by renewing our mind, and let our thoughts of love become His thoughts of love.
Yeah.
And we only do that by knowing His Word and meditating and just thinking about it. Okay, so, and the other thing important also is what you watch, what you listen to, what you associate with. So, if you listen to things and people who affirm the Word of God on how to receive and outwork His love, you know, then that will just help you with the renewing your mind, help you to see how you can walk the walk of love with God. And so who you hang around with, so you've got to make it's important, because if you hang on people who doesn't believe any of this, that eventually you become who you hang around with. You know, there's no doubt about it. So make sure who you associate with are people who are actually affirming God's love, loving you, affirming God's love, and showing you. And you know, walk with people who's a little bit ahead of the journey, on the journey with God, and learn from them. I'll hang around with a few people here. A lot of people I hang around with everybody, but you know, but I've hung around with Maisel, Val, Oe for a very long time. And we just help each other along.
Yeah.
And so this is how it works. This is how you grow. You've got to be part of a body if you want to grow that love. Because we all need encouragement at some point in our lives, isn't it? So we need to hang around people who are walking the love walk.
Yeah.
And the other important thing is watch what you say.
Yeah, that's
very true. So you might just say, God is love, and then, but this is too hard, but I can't love that person. So you've got to let, you know, what you thinking, what you, you know, that's what, you know, thinking about what God says about love, and let that kind of like mold the way you think, the way you see people. And so then watch what you say, because your words do create your world. So we all get to that. But we're all learning, we're all on a journey, all right? So the other big thing I think that probably should be at the top of it is be hungry for Him in His presence. And because that's where you get filled with His power, with His love. This is where you understand God's love, because He is a relationship God. He wants relationship with His people.
Yeah.
And He is always reaching out to us. And, you know, but we draw near to Him. He's always there. But we decide to draw near to Him and be hungry for the things of God, be hungry for just to know His presence. And so how do you do that? I think worship is one of them, praise and worship. I mean, it's something you, I mean, we, worship is not what we do in church on a Sunday. Just to let you know that. Worship is a lifestyle of walking with God. So, and music is one way that we express that worship. But just the way you work, you know, the way you are teaching to us, work to us people, that's worship. Okay? So, but I'm talking now about just getting with God in His presence. So, I mean, I use worship a lot. I mean, I play music all the time and I just, you know, try and fill my head with, you know, with things that exalt God and just help me to just praise Him. And so, which is why, you know, I'm always kind of, I just love it. I just love doing that because for me, when you call on God, He will show up.
Yeah.
You know, and so He does. He's just there waiting for us to say, God, please come. And the other thing you could do is read the Psalms, because the Psalms are full of praise and worship, you know, of God. And then make it personal, just, you know, talk it loud or sing it. Sing the Psalms to Him or read the Psalms to Him. But make it vocal, because it's something that it does inside of you, because as you speak, you create by what you say. So yeah. Speaking and worshiping Him, He'll come down and visit with you and He'll hang out with you. And so what really God wants is relationship with us. And love is all about relationship and trust. So the more you hang out with God, the more you have a sense of His Him talking to you, the more you trust Him, and your love will grow. Because that's how we grow in love. It's just by just wanting Him, wanting it. Say, God, I want to love. I want to be able to love people better. But, you know, we all have certain groups of people who are harder to kind of connect with. But we take it to God. Say, God, this, I know this isn't right. I repent from this.
Yeah.
But please help me. Please help me. Help me just see them through Your eyes. And He will, because you know He wants us to love, and He wants us to display His love to people. And also in that place of just hanging out with God and just hanging out with His presence. You don't have to say much. I mean, for me, I was a good listener until I've kind of retired. So God's just been showing me different ways of that. I did listen, but I wasn't as good as a listener as I thought I was. Because you know how you feel, you know, if it's quiet, you want to fill it with something.
Yeah.
So I had a quiet times, and I think, what do I do now? But God's just been telling me this. I'm talking to you all the time, but you do give me a bit of your time, but not all the time. So I'm just having to learn in the quietness to hear more about what He's trying to say to me. And it's true, when you hang out with God, your ability to hear His voice will grow. And also, this is where you find your purpose and His perfect will for your life, you know, by that love relationship with Him. And not only that, I think what it is, we say it a lot in this church, but we believe it, that, you know, God is always in a good mood.
Yeah.
His goodness, you know, we believe in His goodness. But as you know, it's one thing to say that, but when you hang out with God, you become really convinced of His goodness. You know, and it's a growing process, but you do. And, you know, looking at my own life as well, you know, the things I can believe God for now, say even 10 years ago, I mean, we've seen quite a lot of people getting touched, getting healed. But I would say 10 years ago, I wasn't that place where I could really believe God was going to show His goodness when I prayed for somebody. But then He did. When I started doing it, you know, you have to do it. And then He did. And then I just grew from there. I said, oh, wow, so You are good, God. And therefore, now, you know, I would just do it. So, and it's happened with anything. It would become second nature the more you do it. But never doubt His goodness. But when you know you're loved, you will not doubt His goodness. And the other thing I wanted to say, it is a journey. It is a journey. It really is. And don't, you know, just start where you're at, but just have a hunger for God. Hunger for the things of God. I'm just going to tell you about this little book called The Practice of the Presence of God. It's by Brother Lawrence. That really helped me. Because, you know, I heard about hanging on his presence, what does that look like and everything. And I think Pastor Paul must have mentioned that in the book. And since then, I've given it to a few people as a present. It's The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. It's a tiny little book. It's pretty much, he was a monk in France. And he just followed like a complicated way to walk with God, to walk in God's presence. And that little book is really good. I think I recommend it. Just have a read and then let that touch your heart. He was working in the kitchen. You know, he was doing whatever he's doing, but he always has this sense of just thinking about God, talking to God, and just bringing God into every single aspect of his life. And but this is how we're meant to walk in God's presence, because when we do, then we can hear what he's saying. We can just then start to do, you know, the things that's on his heart. So he did that, but he did say, you know, the first 10 years was very difficult. So just to kind of put it into perspective, Tennyson, it was a very challenging. The trial was enormous, but it is, because it's more your mind being challenged, because having to think about God, think about his love, think about his grace, think about his goodness, and just bring him into your everyday life. It's just like he said, it was difficult. But 40 years on, you know, people could see on his countenance changed, you know. There's always this sort of joyfulness around him. There's something about him. And so what he did, he wrote to this archbishop somewhere else. So that's why we've had these letters. And he was just explaining all this. And that's why they put it into a book. So he had nothing to do with producing the book. They actually published it when he died. But I found that very helpful. So I just want to encourage you, have a little read of that and just get a sense what it could look like when you carry and walk in the presence of God. So, where am I? Okay, here we go. Yeah, so I'm talking about being a journey. So, that God is so gracious. We just start where we're at. It's just a decision to know, God, I want to know your love. And what do I do? What do I do to know that? How do I walk in that love? I know it's important to you, so it must be important to me too. And just give yourself, cut yourself a lot of slack. Because God doesn't condemn you, he just wants you to walk with him. And when you take that one step towards him, then he'll take 10 steps towards you. That's the way God is. But there is a prayer in Ephesians 3. I think Pastor Paul quoted it last week. It's a prayer specifically asking for God to reveal how high, how deep, or how wide his love is. Yeah? And so this is that's Ephesians 3, 16 to 19. And he says, that's the Apostle Paul praying for the Ephesian church. He says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he, God, may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being. Yeah? So we need spiritual strength, okay? So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Yeah? And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people, that's all of us together, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. So our head can't understand it. Yeah? But our heart does. That's what God is after. God is after our heart. And surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. So we're to be full of God. We've got to be full of love. But we've got to know. We've got to grasp this love. Okay? So when did I start praying this over my life? I think probably over 15 years, I would have thought. And when I started off, I said, for a whole year, I'm going to pray this prayer. Now you pray thinking, nothing is changing. But God is so funny. God, he changes you, but he's so subtle, because you're looking for this huge light bulb moment to happen. It doesn't happen like that. So I would say probably it took a long time, even after a year. I think I still, you feel the change in your heart, but I still didn't feel anything major happen. But it's just something you just need to want to know the love of God, and then go after it and just keep praying, keep persisting. And because He's so willing, He wants us to know this, because He wants us to be full of Him, because that's when we can live the life He wants us to live and reach the people in our lives that He wants us to reach. Reach our world, make a difference, work out our purposes, His plans for our lives. This comes from being full of Him, so we know where we're going. And it all comes down to love. It's amazing, isn't it?
Amen.
Yeah. So there we go. All right. So what shall we do next? I'm going to pray for everyone, and then. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just know it's your desire and for us to know your love much more than we do. Yeah. So we're building right now. We're praying that prayer of Paul, the Ephesians, to the Ephesians of our lives, Lord, that you will strengthen us with your power in our, for you, by your Spirit, Lord, that Christ will truly dwell in our heart through faith. That we will be rooted and established in love, so that we can know, we can not only know, we can experience, Lord, how wide, how long, how high, how deep is your love, is the love of Christ. And that we will know that love that passes all knowledge. And Lord, so we know that when we do, Lord, we'll be full of your fullness. And that's where we want to go. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to make an invitation to people. If you don't have a connection with God today, and you feel, after you've heard about how much He loves you, and you think, you know what, I want to connect with this God who loved me before I was even born. He had a plan for me before I was even born, and He'd always had me in mind before I came on the earth. That's the God I'm talking about. If you've never ever kind of just say, God, I need you. Come into my life. Jesus, come. Be my Lord and Savior. Come and help me love like you do, because I need that love. I need to love like that, because I can see there's freedom in that love. If you've never done that before, just be bold. Can everyone just close your eyes? Close your eyes, everybody. So if you've never done that before and you want to do it today, just let me know, because I'll just catch up here and I'll come and pray with you. Anybody? Okay. And now for the rest of us, if anyone wants prayer, and you just want an impartation of, you know, just to just walk with God in a different way, and you just want His blessing upon you to just help you to start to just walk with Him and walk in His presence. This is your time. We pray for you too. Yeah.
Thank you.
If you feel you want more greater understanding or anything really, prayer, healing, whatever you need, this is your time. Come, and we pray for you.
Thank you.
Okay. So come up at the end. I'll just stay here, and. Even if you haven't put your hands up, if you see one prayer at the end, please come. So I just pray for you. I just kind of feel God wants to impart something to us. God wants to impart His love to us to greater measure. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so good, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are the God who loves us lavishly. Nobody loves us like you do, Lord. Nobody does. Nobody can. Because you're not equipped to do so, Lord. But you are so equipped to love us, just like you've created us to be loved. I thank you today, Lord, for your great love. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.